In Greece, the lawmaker who leads the neo-fascist Golden Dawn Party is behind bars and awaiting trial, along with more than 30 members of his party. Many are happy to see him punished. His views are racist and anti-Semitic, and he's been blamed for inciting violence, especially against immigrants. He says he's not a criminal and says he's being persecuted for his beliefs. Joanna Kakissis reports from Athens.
When Nikolaos Michaloliakos arrived in court late Wednesday night, hundreds of his supporters were waiting for him. Blood, honor, Golden Dawn, they chanted. The motto comes from Nazi Germany's Hitler Youth, but these true believers waved Greek flags. This crowd helped the once marginal party win nearly 7% of the vote last year, when Michaloliakos compared himself to Julius Caesar after the polls closed.
Veni, vidi, vici.
I came, I saw. I conquered. You slung mud at me. You defamed me. You silenced me. I defeated you.
And Michaloliakos says he will keep fighting, even though he's now in jail at a high-security prison near the port of Piraeus. A date for his trial has not been set. Victory, victory, he shouted as he left the court in handcuffs early today. He's accused of running Golden Dawn like a Nazi-style gang, training hit squads and ordering murders and assaults. Political scientist Nikos Marantzidis says the more than 400,000 people who voted for Golden Dawn will now see what the party really does.
The majority of the voters of Golden Dawn, until now, they didn't believe that the leadership of the organization were some criminal persons. For them, there were some people with strong nationalist or other ideas, and of course, first of all, with anti-systemic behaviors.
But their anti-system ideas are often combined with anti-immigrant hatred. Abu Hamed Dahi is an Egyptian fisherman. He's been afraid of Greeks since a gang of men broke into his home last year and nearly beat one of his housemates to death.
Now, if anyone passes me and stares, the truth is, I am afraid. When a car full of people slows down behind me, I am afraid.
Golden Dawn members say immigrants are subhuman and say Greece should be cleaned of them. But this kind of language could be punished if hate crime legislation in parliament becomes law, says criminal lawyer Tanya Dionysopoulou.
And these law proposals refer to punishing publicly instigating hatred or violent acts against persons or group of persons because of their race, religion, national origin, a sexual orientation, or sex.
But no such law would have protected Greek rapper Pavlos Fisas, who was allegedly killed by a Golden Dawn member last month. His death sparked the crackdown on the party. For NPR News, I'm Joanna Kakissis in Athens.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.